Okay, we're going to start. I'm going to record it for those who asked me today. Avelina Desan. Bruchim Aboim, and welcome everybody as we, Be'ezet Hashem Yisborach, begin the last shir of the year, the last shir in Shnas HaShmito, and as we approach Rosh Hashanah this year in Tovshin Pei Gimel, the forthcoming year, the end of the Shmito, then undoubtedly our Avoida, our preparation will take on a different look. So perhaps that's what it does on a regular year, having come on the back of a Shmita. We would like Be'ezus Hashem Yisborach to try and explain and connect how it is that the Avodah of Shmita that we have just all been mischazik in and will continue to do so will actually help us also to be prepared for the year. I'd like to begin, if I may, with a Loshen in the Torah. The Torah in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Aleph says, that there is a fascinating distinction between the way Klal Yisrael approach Din as opposed to the way that the Umoy Sa'olam, the nations of the world, approach Din. Medrash says that normally one would expect and one would see that somebody who is approaching a day of judgment, he gets extremely nervous and scared. He does not dress his best. He can hardly eat and drink. And yet with Klal Yisrael, it's the exact opposite. We come to Rosh Hashanah and we dress our finest begodim and we eat and we drink and we rejoice. Why is that? Lefisha yoidin, because Klal Yisrael know Shakadosh Baruch Hu yaseh lohem nes. Because Hakadosh Baruch Hu will do a miracle for them. And on that basis, we can celebrate and rejoice. The Umoy Sa'olam, the goyim, when they're approaching their day of judgment, have no guarantee. That's why they're scared. But we, Klal Yisrael, are Yoidim Shakadosh Baruch Hu Yaseh Lohem Nis. This Loshen in the Torah, L'chayra, needs some serious explaining. Firstly, which Nis is being referred to over here? Which miracle? What miracle? If it simply means that we will be Zoicha Badin, then why doesn't it say that? Klal Yisrael know that there will be Zoicha Badin, there will be Zoicha to a Shana Toiva, but it doesn't say that. It says there will be Zoicha to a miracle. And if it really is a miracle, then what does it mean that we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do so for us? How do we know? Who guarantees that a miracle is going to be performed for us? This whole medrash is very difficult to understand. The reason why we can celebrate on Rosh Hashanah is because we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do a miracle. Which miracle? And who guarantees? How indeed do we know that this miracle will take place? So in order to explain this, we need to ask another question. In this medrash, it's quite clear that Rosh Hashanah is a day of Simcha. Oichlim, v'shoisim, v'smeichim. In fact, the Novi in Sefer Nehemiah approaches Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael were crying. And the Novi tells them, today is not a day for crying. And Rashi says, that day was Rosh Hashanah. To the contrary, ichlu mashmani moshesu mamtakim. Eat and drink delicacies. Why? Ki chedvas Hashem hi mo'uzchem. Because today is a great day of Simcha. So clearly Rosh Hashanah is a day of Simcha. And yet, we also know that these days are called Yomim Hanoiroim. Awesome days. Awesome days. Unasane toikef kedushas hayoim kihu oyoim v'noiro. Oyoim v'noiro. In fact, the Gemara tells us that the Malochim asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why do Klal Yisrael not say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, how can they? On the day that Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Mesim, the books of life, the books of death, are open in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how can you possibly say Hallel? Doesn't this sound an absolute contradiction? The Shulchan Aruch, on the one hand, tells us that a person should eat, drink, and rejoice on Rosh Hashanah, and on the other, he says, we don't say Hallel because we're in a tremendous pachat. So how do we resolve, how do we reconcile these seemingly apparent contradictory feelings that we're supposed to be feeling on Rosh Hashanah? Is it a day of Simcha or is it a day of Pachat? And the answer is to be found in this week's parasha. Because at the beginning of this week's parasha, Atem Nitzovim Kulchem Hayoim, Atem Nitzovim Hayoim Kulchem Lifnei Hashem. And Rashi quotes a medrash that in the last week's parasha, Parashas Kisavoi, we had the Teichocha, 98 klolos. Moshe Rabbeinu saw Hoiriku Paneim, their face went green with pachad. And they said, Miyuchalamoid Ve'elu, who could possibly withstand this? 98 klolos? in addition to a further 49 in Parshas Bechukosai, Klal Yisrael were frightened stiff. Says Moshe Rabbeinu to them, Atem Nitzovim Hayoim Kolchem. You're all standing, you'll be okay, you've angered HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the past, and you're still here, and you still will be here. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's way of comforting, of calming Klal Yisrael down. Rashi L'Chayra makes no sense. What was Moshe Rabbeinu trying to insinuate over here? That the Teichacha is a joke? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't mean it seriously? There were 98 klalos that will befall somebody who doesn't keep Torah or mitzvah. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, don't worry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you'll be absolutely fine. Nothing's happened to you in the past. You'll be okay in the future as well. So what is the Teichacha? It's not serious at all. The Bali Musar explained, Reb Leib Chassman and others, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to bring klalos to anybody. He wants Klal Yisrael to remain along the straight and narrow. The purpose of the klolos was in order to scare them. That was the tachlis. That was the function of the teichacha, to be scared. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed will not need to bring the klolos. Oy vavoy to the person who's not scared. But if indeed you're scared, says Moshe Rabbeinu, he saw that hayriku peneihem, that their faces turned green out of fear, says Moshe Rabbeinu, ah, excellent. That was the tachlis of the teichacha, in which case you'll be okay. But if you're not scared, that's even worse. Many of the Balei Musar talk about this concept of approaching the Yomim HaNeiroim to conjure up feelings of Eimas Hadin, of Eimas Hadin. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter told his Talmidim the following moshel. The moshel of the Jew who once a year has to cross the border with all of his merchandise, which he's managed to assemble over the course of the year. He's going to cross the border and try and sell his wares in the big city. And that's his parnasa for the year. The problem is that crossing the border is illegal. But what could he do? It's his parnasa. So he hires a horse wagon and driver, and he says, listen, I'll pay you handsomely. It's true. There is a risk to be incurred, but I'll make it worth your while. And as the big day arrives, you can imagine, the store owner, the business owner is getting more and more scared. If he gets caught, it's a number of years in jail. The Baal HaGola, the wagon driver, also is scared, but not as much, obviously, as the business owner. Worst comes to worst, he'll have his awesome cart confiscated. But he also gets a bit scared. And come the big day, the merchandise owner is absolutely shaking like a leaf out of fear. What happens if he gets caught? The wagon driver is also fairly scared. Said Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, everybody in the story here seems to be scared. But you know, there are some who are not scared at all. Do you know who they are? The horses. The horses weren't scared at all. They were happily chomping on their hay. It's another day in the office. And Rabbi Yisrael used to say to his Talmidim, who are you in this moshel? Decide. Is this just another day in the office? We'll get through Rosh Hashanah, we'll breeze through, we'll go through the motions, or do I feel like the horse owner, or perhaps even more so, like the businessman, that my life is on the line? And they tell the story. This story is not recorded in history books, it's brought in the Sifrei Musa, about how Napoleon was conquering all before him, most of Europe, except on one occasion he found himself on the wrong side of things, and he, in fact, had to run away from the enemy. The enemies were in hot pursuit and he was running for his life. And he dives into the first store that he sees and he says to the store owner, do me a favor, hide me, quick, quick, quick. And the store owner can't believe this. This is the great Napoleon. What a privilege it will be. Find the one who could save his life. And he finds in the corner of his store a pile of hay. Quick, says to Napoleon, get under here. And he covers with him. And just as he covers him up, in come the oncoming soldiers. Have you seen Napoleon, they ask him. Me? Napoleon? What are you talking about? Why should Napoleon be here? No, we have reason to believe that indeed he is here. No, he's not here. We don't believe you, we're going to search. And one of them takes an enormous spear and he starts poking here and poking there to see if Napoleon's hiding anywhere. And eventually he makes his way to the corner where this pile of hay is situated. Napoleon hiding underneath. He takes his spear and he gives a prod into this pile of hay, and miraculously, he just misses Napoleon. And the soldier says to the store owner, "You're right, I apologize. Apparently he's not here after all." And he leaves. And after a few seconds, Napoleon appears, brushes himself down, realizes he's escaped death by the skin of his teeth. And the store owner is feeling quite good with himself. "I've just gone and saved the leader of Europe." And he says to Napoleon, he says, "Tell me, when you heard the soldiers approaching their pile of hay, and you heard them saying that I'm going to prod this with a spear, tell me, how did it feel?" Napoleon looks at him and says, "That's it. Death tomorrow morning by firing squad." He says, "What?" He says, "You heard. Tomorrow morning you'll be put to death." "What on earth have I done? I just saved your life." "No questions. Tomorrow morning you'll be put to death." The store owner could not believe what's happened to me over here. An innocent civilian, I just saved Napoleon's life and now he's going to kill me? He was thrown into jail. Napoleon's men came. The next morning, as promised, he's dragged out of his cell. His eyes are blindfolded. His hands are tied behind his back. He begs for mercy. There's no questions. There's no clemency at all. He's thinking of his family, his wife, his children. He's crying his eyes out. He can't understand for the life of him what's happened to him. And Napoleon says, "There'll be a call, 1, 2, 3, and then they'll shoot." And he's standing facing the wall and he hears Napoleon bark, 1, 2. And then Napoleon stops. And Napoleon approaches him and he removes his blindfold and he undoes the handcuffs and he says to him, "That's what it felt like. That's exactly what it felt like." And the Balei Musa quote this story, that that's really our avodah in these days, to feel that pachat, to feel it. That's what it felt like. Rabbi Yisrael himself, it's told, used to go to the local courthouse in his town in the days leading up to Yom HaMenorah to feel in a very real way what it's like to be standing in the defendant's box with a judge and a jury and a trial. And that's what Rashi is teaching. That if there is hayriku peneihem, person feels that pachad, then indeed he'll be okay. Oy vavoy for the person who doesn't feel that pachad. And therefore, if we ask the question, is Rosh Hashanah a day of simcha, or is it a day of eimo and pachad? And the answer is, one is dependent on the other. If a person truly feels the eimas hadin, then indeed he'll be zeicha badin. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch, when telling us that you don't say halal on Rosh Hashanah because of the immense pachad, the Mishnah Brura, the Heiliger Chofetz Chaim, is quoting a Taz, in fact, asks our question. Why don't we say halal? Surely we are betuchim. We are guaranteed there will be zeicha badin, says the Taz and the Mishnah Brura, mikol mokoim nonetheless. One has to be yorei. A person has to feel that pachad. Me'eimas adin, and then listen to these words, va'al yedei kein, and through that, then he will be zeicha badin. So the Taz has said absolutely clearly that one is dependent on the other. It starts with pachat, with eimo, the understanding that all of us will be oivrim lefonov kibnei morei, will pass by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in judgment like sheep. The more we are successful in internalizing that pachad, hayriku peneihem, then indeed Moshe Rabbeinu calms us down, atem nitzovim hayoyim kulchem, then you can indeed be besimcha. I'd like to explain this perhaps a little bit more. The Rambam, when talking about the Eimas Hadin of Rosh Hashanah, says the following words. A person will feel that pachad and eimo, and then he says, umivrach, he will want to escape. Umonois Elov, and seek refuge with him. The Briska Rav asks that the words of the Rambam seem to be inherently contradictory. How can you on the one hand run away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and then say Umonois Elov, you'll run to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Are you running away or are you running to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Briska Rav says a phenomenal yesod. If a person is in a situation of danger but doesn't know it, he's blissfully unaware. Ignorance is bliss. He's unaware of the overwhelming danger that he finds himself in. And as a result, he's totally calm. That's not called bitochin. That's nothing to do with bitochin. He's just unaware of the sakana. The more the person feels the sakana, then and only then he realizes that I need a koyach of bitochin. So much as I'd like to, as it were, run away from this situation, the realization is overwhelming that I can only turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the patient in hospital who the doctors say to him, sorry, there is nothing we can do. your life is in danger. That is mechazik his bitochit, because he realizes in a most clear way that I've got nowhere else to run to but to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Bris Kerov, that's what the Rambam means. Mivrach, you want to run away because you feel that immense pachad and emas adin, but the only place to run to is monos elov, not away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the middle of bitochin. Bitochin brings a person close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this, of course, as mentioned, is so timely, because we've just celebrated the year of Shemitah. We're coming towards the end now. And as we've mentioned on a number of occasions of different forums, the avoida of the mitzvah of Shemitah is a chizukin bitochin, to feel that close. Ani l'doidi v'doidi li. It's all about devekus v'akadosh baruch hu. When a person is dovuk to akadosh baruch hu, he is zoicha to something very, very special. The Ramban teaches us in Iyov, he talks about tzaddikim who are dovuk, attached to akadosh baruch hu. And he says that akadosh baruch hu protects those who are close to him, doesn't let teva override them. To the contrary, he says, they are zoicha to miracles. They are zoicha to miracles. Why is that? And it all lies in four words. And this is really the yesod that I wanted to share with you tonight. The four words are to be found in Tehillim Perek Lamed Beis, when David HaMelech says, "V'habiteach b'Hashem chesed yesod avenu." When a person is by Teach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he is surrounded by Chesed. What's Chesed? Chesed is the opposite of Din. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world of Din. Teva, nature. Bereshis Boro Elohim. Elohim is Gematria HaTeva, 86. He created a world in which there are rules and guidelines, and those are called nature. A person who is Dovuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person who is Beiteach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, transcends that and is no longer governed by that Hanhoga called Teva. Rather, the Hanhoga called Nes. That's Chesed. That's not Din. HaBeiteach BaHashem Chesed Yesev Avenu. If somebody is Beiteach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he'll be Zeicha to Chesed. He'll be Zeicha to Nisim. He's not Zeicha. He doesn't live a life of Din, strict judgment and nature. He transcends that, and thus, and only thus, he could be zeicha to nisim. He could be zeicha to anhoga of chesed yisrael v'ven. Listen to the most remarkable Erechaim. Klal Yisrael are standing at the edge of the Yam Suf, and Moshe Rabbeinu is davening, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Ma titzak elai, why are you screaming to me? Tell Klal Yisrael, davar el b'nei Yisrael v'yisol, they should just go in the water." The Erechaim HaKadosh asks the obvious question. What does that mean? Why are you turning to me? Why are you screaming to me? What are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? We're in a terrible situation of tzara. What else are we supposed to do but to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Says the Erechaim HaKadosh, Dvorim Noiroim B'Yosef. Klal Yisrael were in a situation of din. Remember the Medrash? Where the Malachim say, Halolu Oivde Avodah Zarah, V'Halolu Oivde Avodah Zarah. What's the difference between Klal Yisrael and the Egyptian counterparts? I don't see any difference. Why should they be zeicha to be saved? Al-pi midas ha-din, according to the strict letter of the law, they shouldn't be zeicha to Kriyas Yamsuf and Anes. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ma titzak elai. Why are you screaming to me? There's nothing I can do. Because al-pi midas ha-din, you don't deserve a miracle. And the only way you can be zeicha to that is with midas harachamim. You need to generate midas harachamim. How so? Jump in the water with bitochin. And if you jump into the water with bitochin, you have switched track. You are no longer on the path of din. You now find yourself on the path of rachamim, chesed, and nisim. A quite staggering erachaim. Matitza kelai, don't cry out to me. The ball is in your court. Be mischazekin bitochin, and you will therefore switch hanhoga. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will no longer relate to you alpi midas hadin, because alpi midas hadin, you're stuck. You cannot possibly be zeicha to Kriyas Yamsu, because you don't deserve it. You serve Avodah Zarah, just like the Mitzrayim. You are no better than them. But with the koyach of bitochin,
if you only jump into the water, then you find yourself, you have switched modes. You are no longer on the Midas Hadin mode, you are on the Midas Harachamim. And like the Ramban says, those who have bitochen are zoicha tenisim, are zoicha tenisim. We have quoted in the past the Medrash that teaches us, Loi nigalu avoiseinu mimitzrayim elo bizchus emuno. Their ticket, Klal Yisrael ticket out of Mitzrayim was with emuno. Why so? According to the way we've explained, half level fellow. Because without emuno and bitochen, they wouldn't have been zoicha to midas harachamim, and they would have been zoicha only to midas hadin. But al pi midas hadin, they couldn't be saved because they were eved avodah zarah. So the only mechanism by which they could be zoicha to a geula of Mitzrayim is if they switch track. Vayaminu b'Hashem u'b'Moshe avdoi, then you could be zoicha to a Kriyas Yam Suf. If you're mischazik in your emuna, if you're mischazik in your bitochin, then indeed you're zoicha to a completely different relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the relationship of chesed. Haboiteach b'Hashem chesed yisoyv avenu. Then you could be zoicha to nis. That's how Gulas Mitzrayim took place. And that's how Kriyas Yam Suf. And that's what we daven for every day of our lives. Ala tzadikim v'ala chassidim. Those who are boiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what do we daven? V'sein sochar toiv l'chol haboitchim b'shimcha be'emes. Which sachar is being referred to over here? Which rewards? Give rewards to those who are boiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which reward? The answer is the reward of haboiteach b'Hashem chesed yisoyv avenu. Treat them differently. Those who are boiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu are zeicha to an extra special relationship. And that relationship bears fruits because they no longer live al pi midas hadin and teva, but rather boiteach b'Hashem chesed yisoyv avenu. There's zeicha to miracle. There's zeicha to miracle. If you come back now to the Torah that we began with, the Torah said, unlike the Umos HaOlam, we approach Rosh Hashanah and we wear our finest and we eat delicious foods. Oichlim v'shoisim usmeichim. Why? Because they know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do a miracle for them. And we ask, which miracle is being referred to? Which miracle? What miracle? And if it indeed is a miracle, then how do we know it's going to happen? Now we understand, as the Brisker Rav explains. The more we feel that Emas Hadin, the more we picture in our minds, like Napoleon taught this person, that's how it feels. The more we feel that in a very real way, the more that's mechazik our bitochin, with the realization that we can't run away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To the contrary, we run to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are mischazik in our midah of bitochin. And what happens then, as we've just been learning? Then you're zoicha to nisim. Then you can have a Kriyas Yam Suf. Then you can have a Gulas Mitzrayim. So the words of the Torah are haflev ofele. If you feel that Emas Hadin, then you are Yoidea Sheyas Elohem Nes. Which Nes? Now we know exactly which Nes. Because as we approach Rosh Hashanah, we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mi Yitztak Lefonecho Badin. Al Pi Midas Hadin. Who can stand up in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Who's to say that we will pass judgment? Al Pi Midas Hadin. But we have an escape card. We have a ticket to success. And what is that? To switch track. Don't live a life of din. Live a life of bitochen. Because if you are boiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then yoidim sheyas Elohem neis. How do you know? Who told them there'll be a neis? Haboiteach b'Hashem chesed yisoyv avenu. That's the neis that we're referring to. The neis that we're referring to is the fact that Be'ezah Hashem will be zoicha in judgment even though we don't deserve it. The Lashon of the Taz that we quoted before is Lefi Sheheim Betuchim. They are Boiteach with that Koyach of Bitochim. And then, and only then, they indeed will be Zoicha to Nisim. Why is it a miracle? Because it might well be undeserved. Kriyas Yam Suf and Geulas Mitzrayim was also undeserved. Halolo Evzeh Avodah Zarah. So how indeed were they Zoicha? And the answer is one word, Bitochim. Jump in the sea. jump in the water with the middle of bitochen and realize that you can't run away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should only run to him. And the more you do that, the more you have switched your track and you find yourself being zeicha to midas harachem and chesed and therefore nisim. And that's what the Torah means. The Torah is teaching us that if you feel the emas adin, then indeed you can be yoideya sheyase lohem nes. You'll be zeicha to a miracle. You might not be deserving of a shana tova or masuka. Badin, I'm not zeicha. But with bitochin, you could be zeicha to rachamim and nisim. And I think all of this is summed up in a few very brief words by David HaMelech in Tehillim, in Perek Kuf Mem Gimel, where he says, Mizmor LeDavid, Al Tavoy B'Mishpot, do not judge me, Mishpot is din. Why? Ki lo yitztak lefonecho kol chai. Who can be zeicha badin? How does David HaMelech continue? But rather, I'm requesting baboike chastecho. I'm requesting chesed. Why? Ki becho botochti. Because I have bitochen in you. And if I have bitochen, then I'll be zeicha to chesed. Haboiteach b'shem chesed yisayv avenu. Not mishpot. If I have to stand in mishpot, mi yitztak lefonecho. Who can be zeicha? But I'm asking for chesed. On what basis? Ki becho botochti. With a middah of bitochen. So as we come to the end of the Shmita year, and we open up the Chumash and we see that those who keep Shmita are zeicha to supernatural existence, miracles. You will ask, says the Torah, how will I possibly have food if I leave my land fallow? Don't worry, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you'll be zeicha to nisim. To the contrary, not only will you not have less, you'll actually have more. How does that work? Hafla v'fela. Because Shmita is all about bitochin. And if you leave your land fallow, that is a statement of bitochen. You are demonstrating that I'm clearly boiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if I'm boiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you're zeicha to nisim. So you can have 3 years of harvest in 1 year, not having planted the field. That's the secret of Yom Neiroim. And that's the secret of Yom Neiroim following the Shmita year. If we are able, be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach, to be misboinen in the avoda of Shmita, to be misboinen in the Eimas Hadin, Malochim Yechofezum, Zoichalim V'royadim, Unastane Toikev, why? Ki Oyoim V'noira. The more we feel that, the more, by definition, as the Brisker of taught us, we'll be mischazikim bitochim. And if you're mischazikim bitochim, then Yoidim Sheyase Lohem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nes. Then you can be zeicha to miracle. And even if we have to be honest with ourselves, that our P Midas Hadin, we're not zeicha. Mi yitztak lefonecho badin. Badin, we can't be zeicha. But like the Yoyer HaChaim taught us with Kriyas Yamsuk, you can be zeicha if you only switch track. Switch track to the middle of chesed and rachamim. And how do you do that? Bitochim. Habiteach b'Hashem chesed yisayv avenu. Be'ezus Hashem in these coming days, the last 4 days of the year, we're misboining in the pachad and the aima of the din. And as we said in the beginning, through that, indeed, we can experience the simcha of Rosh Hashanah. Because one is dependent on another. How is it dependent? Because the more one feels the emo, the more one is mischazik in bitochin. The more one is mischazik in bitochin, that is the way one can be zeicha to nisim. So may we be zeicha, as Chazal tell us, that on Mitzraye Shvius, at the end of Shmita, ben Yishai Bo, that's when the Mashiach can come. After a year of chizuk in bitochin, we all need the geula. We need it on a national level, and we need it on a personal level. Every one of us needs our own personal Yeshua, whether in parnasa, or health, or shalom bayis, or chinuch hayolodim, ruchnius, gashmius. We all need our Yeshua. B'moitzei shvius, say Chazal, that's when the Yeshua can come. Why? Because it's been a year of bitochin. And through the middle of bitochin, we could be zeicha to the geula for Klal Yisrael. We could be zeicha to our own personal geula, as the Torah writes, ki yoidim, we know, sheyase Elohim HaKadosh Baruch Hu nes. May it indeed be, yirotzem lefnei avinu shebashamayim, may we be zeicha to a fulfillment of that chazal, v'motzeh shvius, may we be zeicha to that geula, and all of us, on both a national level and on a personal level, we should be zeicha to a shana tova a masuka and a ksiva b'chasima tayva.
Oh, shkaya.
Yeshkaya ksiva b'chasima tayva. Shkaya.
Beautiful shir.